Hello everybody, Mirun's X here. Welcome back to my channel again. Yes, I just finished my assignment. I look sleepy as hell because it's literally 2 a.m. in the morning and Baby X news just come out and, you know, excitement. Okay, I'm so excited for this way until I just don't want to sleep. I just want to talk about Baby. God damn, look how sleepy I am. Alright. First, let's talk about the news that we got today for Sam Sitra. Korokoro and Teletomy just released a lot of pictures today. Maybe they know, so Eclipse released super late, so they just like want to hype us out. So yeah, so first we actually have Left Spin String Launcher. They finally released it, just like single, you know, string launcher for Left Spin, which is the red one. Which is cool, okay, you finally have like easy access other than just you need to buy Combat Dragoon just to get the Left Spin String Launcher. So we finally have like cheaper version of it, so, and it's red color, which is nice, reminds me of Eldrago, even though Eldrago Left Spin is launcher is white, but you get the idea. Second one, we actually have a new bay, which is not named Twisted Tempo, it's not Horrigium, but the name is actually Clock Mirage, which I'm not gonna lie, it's such a nice name. I mean, yes, Asa Horrigium, or basically Twisted Tempo, is literally just a clock, and this guy just named Clock, just like Tiger, you know, Wise Tiger. The name is just like Tiger, it's not like Drigger or something like that, but this one is also the same thing. They just call this bay Clock Mirage, which I'm not gonna lie, the name is kind of cool. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, this bay is diabolical. There's a lot of things to say. First, this bay actually comes with the what's called random booster select, which is you actually got three different colors. But this time is actually pretty interesting because three of these bays in this random booster select, they are literally same parts. Yes, they all is actually in the same part, which is, I actually make video few years ago, I mean like last year or a few months ago basically, because I actually talking about the random booster select thing, and I actually like recommend Beyblade I actually recommend Teletomy to maybe it's a good idea to give us the same combo, and they did. They actually watched my video. Yay, cool, right? So I don't know, obviously they didn't watch my video, but I think someone in the company are just like, hey, I think we should release the same combo. So everyone, all three bays in this random booster will have the same combo. For me, it's good for future set. I mean, for this set, it's kind of meh to be honest, because the part is kind of boring to be honest. But hey, they all have the same part, okay, 965 and Ball. All of them, three of them have the same part, just different color basically. So yeah, let's talk about this bay first. Clock Mirage is again Twisted Tempo plus Horrigium. How much this actually really interesting bay. And this bay actually comes with Ball. We already know Ball is actually the first stamina beat ever, so we all already know the Ball. Plus this Ball is yellow, literally the same color as Wizard Arrow color. What the hell. All right moving on, we have the new ratchet variant, kind of like that, which is 965, just a little bit taller than 60 ratchet. So whatever to be honest, because this type of ratchet, like one pieces ratchet, like it's like single piece ratchet, is kind of not really, I'm not really a big fan of it, because it doesn't have burst resistance, because it's just only one piece. Burst resistance is not really that great, even though you use the attack type bit or balance type bit, which is the one that have higher burst resistance, it will not work, because this is just one piece of ratchet, so it's not going to work. But it's nine, yeah, it's nice. This is something new, right? Something new. And let's talk about the blade, and holy crap, this was diabolical. Look at the side profile this way. Holy crap, I don't know what they're thinking, but they make this bay a freaking tall. Look at the gap, I don't know what the hell are they doing. I mean, this bay now really looks like a bottle cap. What the hell is this? Like, it's just so weird. I don't know what the hell, like, what, whose idea is this? Like, are you intern on something? Like, what the hell is this, guys? What are those? what are those? I mean, it's so, like, to be honest, it's so funny to me, because Bowser Origami in Metal Fight was abomination. Everyone loved this bit. This bit is so good. Everyone just love it. It's so heavy, it's so color shape, it's a low defense slash stamina, babe. It's just so good. Literally meta, babe, back in Metal Fight. And now in Beyblade X, what in the world are we looking at? This is what it is. What is it? Like, I mean, it's kinda clear that this Bey is not Bowser Origami homage, but it's actually Bowser Origami but Pisces homage at the same time. It's kinda a combination of both two. It's kinda like Shelter Drake, actually. Like, I mean, a lot of people say that Shelter Drake is actually a combination of a dragoon and dread shield, so that's why the avatar looks like a turtle with a dragon head, which is kinda weird, to be honest, because it's kinda didn't see that much. But this one, okay, Pisces, it really looks like Pisces and Bowser Origami together, because you know, in anime, Metal Fight anime, these two are best friends, same goes as Masamune. I mean, this trio, but you know, you get the idea. I mean, it's literally compass combined with clock, which is kind of makes sense, because I mean, compass and clock are not the same thing, but yeah, you get the idea. So I don't know what you guys think about this. Like, I mean, comment down below what you guys think about this. I mean, it's still keep the circular shape, full circle shape. And I don't know if this guy is like, if this guy heavy is going to do something, like, because this guy is already tall. And okay, I forgot to mention this, but the most diabolical, I love to use the word, right? Diabolical, for some reason, I don't know. The most craziest thing, the most insane thing, but bad way, is this Bey is only work. You guys can only combine with single piece ratchet. Yes, you can't use it on like 160, 960, 360. You can't use it. You just only can use it on a freaking whatever number, but it's end with 5. Okay, so far the only ratchet that Clock Mirage can use is literally 455, 385, M85, and 965. Only 4 ratchet for now, and this was crazy. Like, they nerfed Bowser Origami so much, and it's great. Okay, it's diabolical. I don't know if this Bey going to be good or not. If this Bey is actually good for some reason, it's amazing. But this Bey is bad. Yeah, I kind of see that. Why? I don't know. Maybe I just charged too much too early. But I don't know. I'm not really sure. This Bey is just so weird. I don't know what to say anymore. It's just so weird. Okay. I mean, first, this guy, they make this guy heavy. Actually, not even, we don't know the weight yet. They make this guy super tall. He have crab thingy, and then they make this Bey only can use with single piece ratchet, so, which is it kind of decrease the burst resistance of this guy. I don't know what to say anymore. All right, moving on. Let's talk about the anime real quick. I mean, not really anime. The Beyblade X Season 3. So looks like the girl that actually Valkyrie Bot user is actually not an antagonist. She literally just tanker in this season. Yeah, and she is actually Exukura's little sister. I kinda see that coming. Yeah. Yeah, and literally the Kamen Zero or whatever this guy is, it literally Exukura's dad. Yeah. I mean, season 3 literally just Ekusakura's family reunion. Like, we got so many things. And even the Twisted Temple, Clock Mirage Bladder is actually Ekusu's brother. So, why in the world is happening? Like, season 3 literally just a family reunion for Ekusakura's. And also, Kamen Zero, okay, this guy, okay, Ekusakura's dad, he actually the user of Solar Eclipse. Yeah, this guy. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe we will see more Ekusu brothers, because the naming, like, look at the naming, they literally numbers, like Ekusu is actually 10 in Romanian, I believe. Okay. And then his sister is 9 Ekusu. 9 kurasu, 0 kurasu, 8 kurasu, 5 kurasu, whatever. There is so many kurasu, and their name is literally just the numbers. What the hell? Okay. So, and oh my god, one more thing I forgot to mention. Oh my god, they actually have a second freaking X tower. Oh my god, this is the worst idea. Like, I'm sorry guys, for those people who love X Tower plot, I am so sorry guys, because X Tower is so boring. Okay, we literally have two seasons doing the X Tower thing, and for some reason they just have another X Tower. It's just, what the hell is this? Just bring back the international, the world championship, baby, bro. Come on, this is overused. Okay, it's so boring. Like, come on, I'm so tired with X Tower thing. Like, come on, Team Persona already got the X Tower trophy. Like, guys, come on, stop this. Stop. Okay, stop. Just stop. I understand X Tower is the thing with baby X. Okay, baby X. X Tower, I get it. But stop. Okay, this is season 3, dude. Season freaking 3. Season 3. Season 1 X Tower. Season 2 X Tower. Season 3 X Tower again. What the hell is this, dude? Oh my god. Like, I don't know what to say anymore. It's just so boring. I'm sorry. I don't know how to explain it. It's just so boring. Okay, and now we will get, like, I don't know, another video game for Baby X. After Evo Battle, which is season 2 basically, and now we have season 3, which is another freaking X Tower again. What in the world? So boring. Just bring back the freaking Baby International World Championship, okay? Like what they did in real life right now, okay? World Championship, okay? Come on, just do it. Just destroy the freaking X Tower. Stop it. Okay, I'm tired of the X Tower. I'm tired of it. Okay, seriously. Like, if you guys, like, if they want to make, like, if they want to continue Baby X, they need to make a good anime. And I really hope. Okay, really, really hope the writer doing a really good job in this season. Like, I don't know. Like, because the fact that they just make another X Tower again, it kind of kills the heart. Okay, it kind of kills the heart for me. I'm sorry for you guys again who love X Tower strategy thing, whatever. I just hate it. I just not really big fan of the anime. Like, it's good for season 1, but it's so boring. It's so boring now. It's just so boring now. I'm so sorry for season 4 for X Tower. So I hope they do something on this X Tower thing. So it's season 3, and I must say season 3 now already have a strong blade because they are Ekusu Kurasu bloodline. So I don't know. So yeah, that's it guys. Thank you guys so much for watching. I'm going to sleep right now. See you guys next time. All right, everyone, forget to mention we actually have the picture of this bay. Yeah, this bay is actually the snake, the white snake bay from the video that I made. It's kind of cool. It's kind of like they literally watch my channel, even though they didn't watch my channel at all. But hey, I just asked them, okay, about this bay, because they didn't do anything about this bay for a long month, and now they just release it. I mean, they just show it finally. Yay, thank you. They just watch my video, guys. They just watch